Anyway, I'm joined in the studio with the lovely Pink Jen. We call you Pink Jen because you've always got a lovely smile on your face.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want to come a bit closer to that microphone? Don't be scared
that
of it. It's like an ice cream, isn't it?
Okay, yes.
Just stare at it and be like, yeah, maybe. Just don't lick it because,
No. Doesn't look like something I'd want to lick, to
no.
be honest.
But you're here, Jen, for the Waves Workshop, obviously for the youth offer, and obviously you're kind of in partnership with Vectis Radio, so we help you advertise and such, but give us what you got. Give us the goods.
Okay, well, we're about to start on the next term of Waves Workshops, and it kicks off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We've got a workshop called Fold Up Books with Ian Whitmore, so you can make like a long length pocket fold origami album that you can add your own artwork to. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really exciting. That's taking place on Friday at Key Arts between 10 and 12. And I've just had a last minute cancellation, so I do have a place free. So if anybody is resident to the Isle of Wight and aged between 11 and 14 and they want to give it a go, give us a call at Key Arts on 822-490 and we'll book you on and sort out a ticket and see you tomorrow.
I think it's awesome the amount of Waves workshops you have. There's so many little things you can do and it's not just pastime, it's learning them little skills that just, you may use them later on.
And they stay with you. You can use them later on. Mm-hmm. On the 16th of April, we've got a colourful drawing workshop with an artist called Joanna Corey. Mm-hmm. And that's fully booked already. See, the word is getting out there and the workshops are booking up nice and quickly. We've got two pottery workshops, one on the 23rd of April and one on the 25th of June. And those are very, very popular. At the moment, I'm taking referrals, but they'll be open to the public. The April one will be open for the public to book from the 12th of April. So, call us on 822-490 and we'll book you on. It's really easy.
Yeah, I know. See, I always find, because obviously you send me over the email details of all the waves, I've sat there and at least I have to repeat that multiple times because we sometimes get the 4P students to voice the commercials for us.
Yeah.
And they're always there like,
number is ingrained on your brain.
It
brilliant.
Is.
Brilliant. That's perfect because that's what we want. We want everybody to go along singing 822-490 Key Arts Waves Project. Perfect.
Brilliant.
On the 30th of April, we've got a workshop called Fold, Stick, Rip, Stick and Wear. And that's like a paper jewellery workshop where you get to make your own paper jewellery and it can be something really simple or it can be more complex origami. And that's with an artist called Hannah George. And that will be fun. That's for 11 to 14 year olds as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I used to really be into origami, but I don't know what it is. It's just getting the folds the right way around. But I've seen some really amazing pieces of origami on.
Yes, my son had a Japanese teacher when he was at Sandown Bay Academy, and he learned how to make a rose, and that had an incredible number of folds in it.
Yeah, there is some amazing pieces out there. It just look awesome. Is there any others workshops?
Yes, we've got a painting workshop that's coming up on the 7th of May with Joanna Corey, and basically she's going to show you lots of different painting techniques using both watercolour and acrylic paints. So that's quite exciting. That's for 11 to 19. We're trying to run a few more for the whole of the age range of the youth offer, 11 to 19. We've also got a printing workshop with Ian Whitmore called City Block Printing on the 14th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got one called Carbon Copy, where you use carbon paper to create intricate drawings so you can repeat the same image. And that's with Hannah George. So there's loads going on, always. And at the moment, I'm working with artists to come up with workshops for the summer holidays.
Oh, it sounds like there's loads going on at Key Arts, like there always is. I have to admit, I've been going over there a couple of times and sitting in the cafe, and I just have to say, I love it.
Oh, brilliant. Well, pop upstairs because we've got Generation Art, which is an exhibition of young people's artwork. So it's young people, it's a national touring exhibition, and it's youngsters from 5 up until 18.
Awesome.
And their work is professionally curated, and it's been in the Turner Contemporary and up at Leicester, and it's come down to us.
Well, that sounds good. I might have to pop along and have a little view.
That would be brilliant. Well, you'll know you're always welcome.
Thanks, Jen. No one else is, just me, just me. I'm royalty, you see. No, thank you, Jen. Is there anything else, or is that it?
No, just keep tuned. Check our website, www.keyarts, that's QUAYARTS.org. So if you keep tuned, contact us, any questions, it's 822490.
I couldn't see your hand signal. I'm sorry.
We'd be more than happy to take on any new people that want to give a creative workshop a go.
Okay, all right. 822490. All right.
You're going to have to work out a jingle for that.
I will have to. I'll have to have it like a little musical.
Yeah, that'd be wicked.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'll sing it with you.
Thanks, Jen.